Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. From Ammoland, that's where he has well over 2,100 plus articles. We are joined again by writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to have you. And right off the bat, we have this story, which is one thing that Dean specializes in now, is there anybody else that's ever done a database like this?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. And how would you characterize this database that you have set up? Is this where people have taken on bears with handguns?
It is. What happened was that a couple of years ago, I guess three or four now, time flies, is that I've been hearing so many people say that handguns are useless as defensive tools against bears. And they just kept saying it, and I never came across any instances where that was actually true. So I asked one of the people who claimed that they were useless, well, you say there's so many times they've been useless, can you give me an example? And he couldn't, and I think he was legitimately believed what he was saying, so we started looking for examples of where people use handguns against bears, thinking that maybe we would find some of these alleged incidents where they were useless. And so we have now collected, well, I think it's over 140 roughly, but 123 that have been published, because I don't publish every one as it comes up. I want to get a bunch together and then do an update. And of those, roughly about 140, we found only three failures. 98% of the time when somebody uses, and that is, we defined it as fires, a handgun against a bear. I mean, if a handgun's in your backpack and you don't get at it, I don't consider that a defensive use of a handgun. So when a handgun is actually fired in defense against bears, they seem to be effective about 98% of the time. And so I have actively, along with colleagues, been searching out these incidents, and in part to do that, through Ammoland, we sent in a Freedom of Information Act request to the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, because I had read that they had a database of somewhere like 70-some incidents of polar bear-human conflict. So this particular incident is one of several that we found in that database where pistols were used as a defense against polar bears. And so far, all of the incidents that we have found in the database, except for one of those three failures that I mentioned, one of those was people using a .22 pistol in defense against the polar bear, and it was ineffective for a number of factors.
Right.
But that was one of three. out of 100 and now about 140. That one was included in the database that we got, but all the others were defective uses. And this one from 1993 is one of those. And one of the refreshing things I have found is that the governor of Svalbard, the Svalbard archipelago, which is in between Norway and the North Pole, and it's governed by Norway. It's considered part of the Kingdom of Norway, but it is kind of separate. It's sort of a benevolent dictatorship in that the governor governs it, but he's under constraints, certain constraints by the Svalbard government. But the Svalbard government apparently has not bought into political correctness, or the Svalbard governor. Bear spray is not allowed as a defense against polar bears. Not too surprising, since bear spray is not real effective when it's very cold. And, you know, it's usually pretty cold up there near Svalbard, even in the summertime. And so they have requirements for what is the minimum power allowed to have a firearm for defense against polar bears. And they don't allow any party to go out in the area unless they have a sufficiently powerful firearm to defend against polar bears. And in their, in a, one of the research papers that I was looking at in the last couple of months, the claim was that no one with an adequate firearm had ever been injured in a polar bear incident in the last, I think from 1976 is the date they were looking at. And the one incident where the people with the 22, one of them got killed and another severely mauled, obviously that's excluded because they did not include a 22 pistol as adequate weaponry to defend against a polar bear. Now, you can kill a polar bear with a 22. It's been done. But it's not something, you know, everything has to be just right. There's not much room for error. And so you, when you're in a deadly fight for your life, you prefer to have a little bit more leeway than having to everything to be exactly perfect. So in this case, there were researchers that had were based out of the capital of the Svalbard archipelago, and they were setting up an encampment for research. It's not mentioned in the Freedom of Information Act information what the research was about, but they had were setting up a camp. And there were three men near a tent. One of them was sitting outside in a sleeping bag on some type of camp mat or sleeping mat. And the two others were standing nearby, and it was sort of near the entrance of the tent. And it's the days are very long. There's many days in that area are not, you know, just, it's sunlight all the time. It's several months of the year you have light for all day. And this was in the middle of the summer. It was July 20th in 1993. So the sun tends to stay above the horizon all the time there. You know, it's not like saying it was morning or midnight or whatever. It's going to be light no matter what time it is. And they were outside the tent. And suddenly, here comes a polar bear appearing over some glacial debris, coming right at them at a reasonably fast pace. It doesn't sound like it was a full-on charge.
Let's hold up right here. He's coming at us at a fair pace. This article is the last one that got printed, that has been printed, that I see at Ameland. And it's on the front page at the moment. Ameland.com. Dean's got well over 2,100 other articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with writer Dean Weingarten, talking about a attack of a polar bear, which when a polar bear is coming at you, an adult polar bear, how big do they get?
Well, they get very large. The males can get like 1,200 pounds. That's huge. They're well over 1,000. And the females are about half of that, you know, 300 to 500 generally, maybe 600. And this, it turned out, was a sow, a female polar bear. It doesn't say exactly how big it was. I don't care if it was 300 or 600. It's still big. And it was coming at them, and they had this, I said glacial debris. That was, it's called a glacial moraine. It's the gravel and soil that's left over when a glacier melts.
Right.
You know, and there was this heat, and the bear comes over at only 5 meters from them. So that's like 16 feet, 17 feet. That's very, very close. And they said it was coming pretty fast, but they estimated from the time they saw it until it got to them was maybe 2 seconds. If it was that long, it wasn't in a full-out charge, but it was still pretty fast. And the fellow who was sitting on the sleeping mat in the sleeping bag had a Smith & Wesson revolver that he'd set down next to him. And he said that he grabbed the revolver, but he couldn't bring it up to shoot fast enough. The bear was right there, and he pulled his legs back on the sleeping bag, the sleeping mat inside the sleeping bag, and then the claw marks of the bear were left on the mat. So it was really close, and he kicked at the bear, and he shot at the bear, and then he shot a second time, and he says he didn't know for sure if he hit the bear, but it was hard for him to see how he could miss it from 3 feet away. And I tend to agree. And Smith and Wesson revolvers are known to be very ergonomic. And, you know, if you point that thing at something 3 feet away and you pull the trigger, you're probably going to hit it when it's as big as a polar bear. And he fired 2 shots. I don't know how fast. I think they were probably pretty fast. Another one of the researchers apparently had another revolver, and he moved closer to the entrance. And by this time, after being shot, the polar bear immediately turned and started retreating. And he fired a shot at the bear, but he was pretty sure he missed. So the bear takes off the same way that it had come. And the two researchers with the revolvers, which were probably 44 Magnum. 44 Magnum revolvers meet the energy criteria of the Svalbard governor. Now, a hot maximum 41 Magnum load would also meet the requirement, but they're just a lot less common than 44 Magnum, and the 44 Magnum has an excellent reputation for stopping bears. I think we're up to something like 38 or 39 incidents involving the 44 Magnum and bears, and not one failure. So 44 Magnum is a good choice. So the bear is going away. They are not quite sure if it's been wounded or not, but it stops about 400 meters, about a quarter mile away, and it's this more glacial moraine terrain, which has a lot of humps and hollows in it, and they could see, as they were following it, apparently that it had been wounded in the chest. But the problem was they couldn't always see the bear. They could see it some of the time, but not all of the time. And so they said, you know, we don't want to follow this bear so close that we surprise it from a very close distance. I mean, I could understand that. That seemed prudent to me. So they dropped back a bit, but they continued to follow the tracks. And after about a mile and a half, the bear stopped and just stayed in one place. Now, by my estimation, The bear was probably mortally wounded. It probably took one or two 44 Magnum slugs right in the chest. And it depends if both lungs were punctured or not. The heart was probably not punctured or it couldn't go a mile and a half. But if you just got one lung or maybe nicked, got one well and nicked another, a bear can go quite a ways on one lung. So that's my best guess, is that it probably had one lung taken out. And then it stopped. I suspect it was hurting very badly, or just very sick. And they retreated back to the camp. And then a little while later, it doesn't say how many hours, but at midnight of the day of July 20th, the Svalbard governor's representatives came and spotted bear and finished it off. Clearly, it was very badly wounded. And so that is what happened. And the response of the person running the Fish and Wildlife Database, and their name, whoever made the comments, their names are blacked out. The names on all of this are redacted. So in the article, I just put fake names in there so that people could keep track of who was doing what. And the actual account that I got from the database in the Freedom of Information Act is a translation from another language. And, you know, it's not grammatically great, and it has a few little errors and such. So I edited it, I would say lightly edited it, to make it easily readable. So the interest... Go ahead.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Yeah. The way the treatment you give these is always very good. But, I mean, there's well over 2,100 other articles that Dean has written at Ammoland, currently waiting for you, should you decide to go check one of these out. And the bear series is fascinating simply because of what we Homo sapiens do when we, you know, some Homo sapiens going into the bear's territory. I don't think they respect the bear nearly enough. Well, maybe we'll talk about that when we get back. Well, be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News update. Southwest Airlines reporting 62% of their flights are canceled today. Thousands of travelers are even struggling to find their luggage after mass cancellations, like this passenger searching for his bags at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
Southwest announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since last Thursday when a massive winter storm hit the U.S. FlightAware reports 2,800 total canceled flights across the country this afternoon. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free former Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison, today marking 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. says are baseless. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about an attack of a polar bear. He's got a little bit left to go. Let's see what we find out more about this as we go along. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what happened is the polar bear appeared pretty suddenly, coming over some glacial moraine debris at 16, 17 feet away. One of the researchers had a Smith & Wesson revolver next to him. He grabbed it, had to pull his legs out of the way and kick at the bear and fired a couple shots at it from about a meter off. And it runs away and eventually expires when out on the ice when the governor's men come and finish it off a few hours later. Now, this Freedom of Information Act database has a place for comments, but the person making the comments is not revealed. They considered that to be sensitive information. I have an idea, but I won't say. Anyway, the comments were interesting about this case. They were terse. There were only four lines. They were bad shooting, no trip wires, bad camp location, no adequate weapons. And I'm going, I don't agree with that. A polar bear comes at you from 16 or 17 feet away unexpectedly. And you fire two shots, the bear runs off, it dies, nobody in the camp is hurt. How is this bad shooting? No tripwires. Well, if that bear is coming at them, it's already committed from 15 feet away, how would a tripwire have helped the situation? I don't really know about the bad camp location or why he thinks it's a bad camp location. My guess is he thinks it's a bad camp location because a polar bear came at him. I don't know. And no adequate weapons. Well, they had two revolvers, and they stopped the polar bear attack and drove it off without anybody getting hurt. So why were their weapons not adequate? So it, to me, it shows an attitude on the part of the person making the comments that polar bears should never be shot, and you know, because everything the men did was wrong. But that's the way I interpret it. So where would you like to go next?
One thing I've been wondering, with all of this stuff that you have compiled and put together, are you going to make some sort of a, and now I know it's a series, but it's a scattered series on the Ammo Land website. Are you going to compile these somewhere? Are you going to make like a, are they going to give you a page just to make for the bear attack series?
Well, I should put together a book. I have not committed to doing it yet. Because I'm having fun doing what I'm doing, and a book is a lot of work. Even though I've got almost the entire book written, I've got coming up close to, I think, almost 100 bear articles now. So there's quite a few. And together, they're probably in the neighborhood of 240,000 or 250,000 words, which is plenty enough for a book. And plus, you know, I have to edit it, make everything fit together, collect photographs, get cover art done, you know, all the stuff that you normally have to do when you're going to write a book. But people have been encouraging me, including readers on Amaland and comments, well, why don't you put together a book? You want it all in one place. So I am being encouraged, and I realize it's probably the right thing to do. It's time, effort, and energy to do it.
Well, that I do get. I get that part. But
a lot of people would like me to, and it makes sense. You know, if a book is in some ways a little more durable because it's all in one piece and,
right.
You know, doesn't you don't have to have electricity to read it. But the Internet is pretty durable. But it would be nice to have it all together so that you could look and see and see what works. You know, for one of the really surprising things to me was how effective small caliber guns have been. I mean, even the 22s have been used in a number of cases, mostly against black bears, and been effective. But there have also been several good grizzlies that have been killed with 22 rimfire.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend the 22 as my caliber of choice for defense against the grizzly bear. But if it's all you have, don't just, you know, throw it away and say, come eat me. You know, a 22 can be effective, and it's certainly a lot better than a nothing or a hunting knife,
right?
Which people have also used effectively against bears.
I guess the thing with writing a book is that this, you seem to add about two of these stories a week, so You probably still have only hit the tip of the iceberg. Do you think that's about right?
It's hard to say. We've got a lot of historical data has come to light. I believe that only about maybe 1 out of 10 or 20 of these is published. I think that most of the time when someone who is armed comes up against a bear, the bear loses. And if that person is, in the back of beyond somewhere, you know, 100 miles from civilization and outside of cell service, what are the chances that they're going to report that this black bear came stalking them and they shot it and left? I mean, could be a lot of official trouble. I have heard reports of people who live in the villages, the remote villages in Alaska, that the standard operating procedure is to shoot the bear that's causing problems and roll it into the river and forget about it. So I think there's probably between 10 and 20 times as many of these incidents that happen as get reported. So there's room for a lot more to come out. Now, when you get into more, less remote areas, then there's probably most of them that get reported. But and also the penalties for not reporting a grizzly bear incident are pretty severe in the United States. So I think most of the grizzly bear incidents are reported. But then we talk polar bears. Well, polar bears and Eskimos and also European explorers and whalers and up in the Arctic have been shooting polar bears for about close to 200 years. And some of those incidents are recorded, but a lot of them, I suspect, are not. And so if you are talking about essentially a Stone Age people that have no written language, how, you know, yes, my grandfather shot a polar bear. You know, was it a self-defense situation? Was he hunting the polar bear? How did it happen? All that is probably lost forever. So there undoubtedly are many more instances than we know about, but how many more we will uncover? We've been doing due diligence, and I think we will get, in the course of a year, there's probably about between 5 and 10 of these that occur and get reported.
Well, hang on for me. Got one last break to get through because I got the big question. This is the question I guess that we've been building towards this for the longest time with all the stuff we've talked about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Last time on the firing line, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about the bears and, you know, the bear, the polar bear attack and everything else. With all of the stuff that you have compiled now, do we do a very good job of going out into the bears' territory as far as planning to protect ourselves in the event we run across a bear, or am I... I mean, I see a lot of people that seem to go out there just, you know, not even taking that in consideration sometimes.
I think we're doing reasonable, but there's been so much fluff and propaganda put out. It's many people go out into the woods without much conception of what is potentially hazardous out there, unfortunately. And I think that large percentages of our population have their idea of what's in the wilderness from Disney and Hanna-Barbera. And, you know, they think of bears as fluffy forest creatures who never hurt anything. So if you go out with that attitude, you can easily be surprised and hurt. But bear attacks are fairly rare. I think the most I've seen is 6 fatalities in a year, and it seems like there's about roughly 7 people injured for every fatality, according to some statistics from Alaska. So 6 times 7, and, you know, maybe 40 or 50 people injured in a year, and there's probably some factor times that of situations where a bear is threatening, but the people drive it off before anybody's hurt, or kill it before anybody's hurt. So we just, in the U.S., I think we are doing fairly well in that people now have access to arms almost everywhere in the wild areas. I think it was in 2009 that we passed a law that did away with the policy that had been started in the early 1900s of forbidding people from being armed in national parks. Now, originally that was to prevent poaching, but it basically came to mean that you could not defend yourself in a national park with a firearm. And eventually some savvy people who believed in the Second Amendment lobbied Congress, and the Congress asked the, I think it would have been the Bureau of Land Management. I forget which department it would be. Probably Department of the Interior anyway, they asked them to change the rules so that people could be armed in national parks. And the bureaucracy refused, and so the Senate got a little huffy about it and said, okay, if you won't change the rules, we'll change them for you. And they passed a law saying that they removed the federal prohibition on being armed in national parks and said the laws will be whatever the state that has the national park in has. So in most states now, you can carry in a national park, and there have been a few incidents where people have used their personal defensive weapons to defend against bears in national parks. But when you go to other countries, you know, if you look at Russia or Canada or India, where it's very difficult to obtain firearms or to even carry them about, India, it turns out, banned all hunting in 1972, I believe it was, 71 or 72. And in, you know, Russia, it's very difficult to get a permit to carry around a firearm, and certainly not a pistol, just about impossible to get that. So in a lot of places, the response is not very good, and people get harmed unnecessarily. When bears learn that people are dangerous, they stay away from people. But when bears learn that people never bother them, even when they steal their food or whatever, then bears learn that people are not dangerous and they have no respect for them. So hunting of bears, in my opinion, bears learn that people are dangerous and they stay away from people. And in the lower 48, there's only about 2,000 bears, and it's forbidden to hunt them in the contiguous United States. And yet, there's about as many fatal attacks in the lower 48 as there are in Alaska, where there's about 30 to 50,000 grizzly bears, and you have about the same number of fatal attacks. And in Alaska, lots and lots of people hunt grizzly bears, and they carry weapons around with them all the time. So I think we'd be better off if we managed the population of grizzly bears in the lower 48 with controlled hunting seasons. And the bears would be a little more careful about interfering with people. And the more that there is conflict between bears and people, the more bears get killed, and a few people too. But we're far deadlier than grizzly bears.
Well, when we're armed, we are anyway, right?
Yes, that's true. And, you know, people are pretty innovative. And we've seen, there have been a couple cases where people have killed grizzly bears with sheath knives. I know that's pretty amazing, but and the people usually end up pretty tore up, but a couple of them have survived.
Right.
And then we have the case that I just wrote about of a Canadian canoeist who was on a portage trail, and a good-sized grizzly bear, about a 200-pounder, was stalking him, and it pounced on his dog, who put himself between the canoeist and the bear, and the canoeist jumped on the back of the bear with his buck sheath knife and killed the bear Tarzan style.
Right.
So we're no slouches when it comes to being deadly ourselves, as long as we haven't been programmed not to ever hurt anything.
Right. That part of it. I guess the problem is getting that Tarzan-style vantage point on the back of the bear, right?
Right. Well, the bear had grabbed his dog, which was about an 80-pound dog, and grabbed him in the, like, sort of the middle of the back. So the bear had the dog in his jaws, and that kind of immobilized the bear dog. So the bear's jaws. So the dog's owner, which I corresponded with on the Internet, took a couple of steps, you know, jumped kind of behind the bear and then jumped on the bear's back. And I don't know if he was holding onto the bear's neck or what, but the very first stab went right up to the hilt in the bear's neck. And he said it weakened progressively very rapidly. So he probably hit something pretty good with that first hook.
Well, in any event. It's a fascinating topic simply because so many people, if you look, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and it seems like there's so much camping going on and all this other stuff, and I don't know if because of, with YouTube, showing of guns and shooting things, shooting living things is not a good thing. You're going to be demonetized if you do it. And so I don't know how many of these campers actually go out there. Very few of them actually show a gun. Most of the time they have found a way to hide it or something, but...
It's part of this demonization of gun ownership and self-defense.
Right.
I don't think most people are buying into it. You know, gun sales are very high.
More new gun owners than ever.
Yeah, and we're coming up. I think this next year we'll hit 500 million guns in the U.S.
At least. So we're about to run out of time. I want to thank you for joining me today. We're going to hear from Dean one more time before Christmas. Check him out at ammoland.com. Thank you for joining me today.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. As usual, you know what I say. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.